Coach Curl proudly supports Carter's cause, raising funds for Heart Kids Australia. Honouring the brave legacy of Heart Angel Carter, who passed in 2013, just 30 days old. All funds raised by Carter's cause go to aid the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. Learn more by visiting www.carterscause.org.au.
Hey there, it's Tony here and welcome to the Coach Curl podcast. Today we're talking about courage. Stay around. You don't want to miss this one. Hey there and welcome, it's Tony here and welcome to episode 40 of the Coach Curl podcast. Today we're talking about courage because courage is often, very often, the thing that most people will ask me about. They'll ask me about this concept of courage and what they sometimes will see as a lack of courage within themselves, a lack of courage for them to make some change, a lack of courage for them to drive themselves forward into places that they want to go but are fearful of going. So to do this today, I thought I'd share a couple of my favourite quotes around courage because there's been a lot written about courage, you know, from the early Greek philosophers to early Chinese philosophers. Courage has been a constant. And today it gets written about by so many newer authors. And it's been tested comprehensively in the behavioral science fields as well. You know, just go into Google Scholar any day and do a quick search around courage and you can see what's being written and what's being said. But in many ways, courage, there's so much to it. It's more than just being able to jump on a horse and lead an army into battle. You know, that's outward courage. And Laozi, the ancient Chinese philosopher, he talks about that. He talks, a man with outward courage dares to die. A man with inner courage dares to live. And I think that for most of us, it's that courage to live that sets us apart. It's that courage to take steps towards our greatest life that sets us apart. It's not that outward courage. It's not that jumping on a horse, leading, going into battle. It's not that style of courage. It's that inner courage that we're looking for. That inner courage sometimes just to keep going. You know, Winston Churchill, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. And how often do we see that? We get stopped when we hit a block in the road, when we get stopped when an obstacle appears. We stop when we fall down. But it's the courage to continue that's critical. And what it's the courage that you see successful people, people of significance, people living their greatest life. That's the courage that you see from them. You know, Coco Chanel, I mean, these quotes are from a huge variety of people. The most courageous act is still to think for yourself aloud. How's that one? The courage to think for yourself, the courage to have an open mind, the courage not to accept what you're reading on the internet as gospel, but to go out there and do some research, try to find some balance, try to find the counter arguments, and then make a decision for yourself. Courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. Maya Angelou. What an amazing lady she was. Courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. William Faulkner wrote, "You cannot swim for new horizons until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." You know, I share some stories of people that I know that are making drastic changes in their life. You know, the lady who quit a job after, you know, 30 years in the one role, and quit a job to help find herself. That takes courage. And for most people, they would have accepted that that's their role in life. That's their role in life. Life shrinks or expands in proportions to one's courage. And don't we see that? Courage, Mark Twain. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. You know, the only people that don't have fear, the only people who aren't afraid, are the ones that are sitting in mental asylums. You know, I read that quote from, you know, going back 20, 30 years. Fear is a constant. We all get it. You know, fear of success, the fear of doubt, the fear of criticism. We all get fear. And courage. Courage is the ability to do it anyway. I know that you're afraid when you want to take those steps. I know how I feel when I'm working on something new, when I'm stretching myself to go to the next level, when I'm making hard and tough decisions about my business, about my clients. There is fear involved. There's fear for standing up for your own values when the consensus around you seems to be at odds. You know, there's so many experiments, science, behavioral observations, where they've tested the concept of consensus thinking. And they've put people into groups who have all said something that was absolutely 100% markedly wrong. And for the vast majority of people, they conform to that consensus. You know, it's like meetings of work. The strongest leader, the most vocal leader, is often the one that people wait until they say something and then they just follow along. Follow in line. The courage is to stand up for what you believe in. The courage is to share your thoughts, even though it may be tough. Stand up for what's right. Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have strength. Now that's from Bonaparte, Napoleon Bonaparte. Courage isn't having the strength to go on. Courage is going on when you don't have the strength. Think about all those times in your life that you've continued to go on. That you've woken up, you've had a bad day, you've slept shocking, you've got so many things weighing you down and you continue to go on. That's courage. That's true courage. Yes, courage is jumping on a horse and leading a team into battle. It absolutely is. But it's also the courage to keep going. It's the courage to continue. It's the courage to let go. It's the courage to start something. It's the courage to survive something. It's the courage to live your values. It's the courage not to accept toxicity in your life. It's the courage to get out of your depth, get out of your comfort zone. It's the courage to develop yourself. It's the courage to stand up for what's right. And it's the courage to be you. And that's true courage. The courage to be you.
The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. And now it's back to Coach Curl.
Well, I hope you've taken something away from some of those great quotes from some of those amazing people throughout our history. No matter what it is that you're facing, you've got the courage to continue on. You've got the courage, you've got to have the courage to find strength. The world sits there at our fingertips now. Ancient philosophy is right within our grasp. The current rate of influences is right there. The knowledge economy is 100% here to stay. And you can find inspiration, you can find wisdom so much easier than at any other time of our history. So if you want courage, have the courage to know, have the courage to learn, and have the courage to keep going. My name's Tony Curl. This has been the Coach Curl podcast. A big thank you to the team, my team at Think and Grow Business. Without the team at Think and Grow Business, this podcast would not exist. A big thank you and a big shout out to Carter's Cause, the non-for-profit organisation that's supporting Heart Kids in Queensland, developing awareness for kids born with cognitive heart disease. They're an amazing company. They're an amazing organisation. And get over there and check them out at carterscause.org.au. If you're looking for something simple and some simple takeaways to help make your life the best that it can be, check out Seriously Simple Stuff to get you unstuck. It's available at Amazon. It's also available at strongerbraverwiser.com. I would love you to read it. I'd love you to get that your hands on that book. There's some little nuggets of gold there, some absolute nuggets of gold. And I'd love you to share that book around. So it's Coach Curl signing off for our episode 40 in relation to courage. I hope you find the courage to keep going. And don't forget the magic, don't forget the golden rule. Just don't be an asshole. Until next week.